The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play and indie gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
And I'm Elliot.
And welcome to our off-week episode where me and Elliot go through a indie Game Pass-related game, and then we rate and review it. Elliot, what did we play this week?
So we played Hollow Knight. I finally played Hollow Knight. This is my first time ever actually playing it. It's by Team Cherry is the developer and publisher. It originally came out, I think, February 24th, 2017. At least that's when it came to Steam. But we both played it on the Xbox this time. Or at least yeah. I did. I'm assuming you did, too.
Yeah, when I played it last year or the year before. No, it must have been last year when I got Xbox Game Pass originally, because they added it to there like almost pretty quickly after Game Pass like was started pulling in all these indie developers.
Yeah. Yeah, Game Pass is really good for that. There's a lot of really little stuff that's like just going to go to Game Pass. It's almost like inevitable that most of that stuff goes there these days.
Yeah, and I mean, the game was so good on Game Pass. My stepson, I think, ended up buying it on the Switch as well.
Okay.
But yeah, because we really enjoyed it because of the Game Pass being able to play it on there.
Yeah, this... I think this is a case for me of everyone talking about how great this game was that I was like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Like, I like it, but it's not, I'm not like in love with, I'm not in love with this game at all.
Now, are you a big Metroidvania side-scrolling platformer type of guy?
Let me pull up my notes because I made notes for us because I'm that kind of guy. I'm that kind of guy. Sorry, I'm trying to pull up. So my first question that I wrote was, do you play a lot of Metroidvania? So you just literally asked me, so I guess I'll answer first.
All right. Thanks.
Yes and no. I played a lot when I was younger. I played a lot of Metroidvanias without realizing that they were like that was a genre of game. Like Metroid Fusion. I loved Metroid Fusion when it first came out on the Game Boy Advance. That was like one of my favorite Game Boy Advance games. I'm actually reviewing another Metroidvania right now, too, that I can't talk about yet because it's not coming. It's coming out in, like, I think 2 weeks. And so I was comparing Hollow Knight to that game quite a lot this week. Only okay. Because I was playing both of them. And I liked the other game more than I liked Hollow Knight. just overall. That's not
to
say
that
Hollow
Knight
is bad.
I
will probably be like, hey, I was like playing a couple of Metroidvanias and this one was like a little better for me. Hollow Knight, the look of this game is phenomenal, right? Like, let's just get that out of the way, right? This is like a gorgeous video game.
Yeah, and like, I think that's what people really are drawn to in this game was not only the way it looks, but the lore of it too, because it's very in-depth with the lore as you play through it.
Yeah, the look, even the music, and I just talked about music on another podcast with video games, but music is not something that I'm drawn towards in video games very often. So when I am drawn towards it, I assume that it's very good. And I thought the music in this was excellent as well. Like it fit the mood and the scenery very well.
Yes, definitely did. Let's see. So
it's hard
US...
for me.
Yeah, you asked if I play a lot of them.
Yeah,
so
do you play a lot?
I would have to say it's one of the, probably one of the genres that I gravitate towards. Okay. Like, I've been playing the Infernax on Game Pass, which I've really enjoyed that. I haven't ended up beating that one yet because it's hard as balls.
Yeah.
I played this whenever it came out. Whenever Metroid Dread came out, I had to jump on that one, and that's, you know, the Metroidvania at its core.
Yeah, I got Dread, I think at the end of December. I loved it. I really liked it, actually.
Yeah, I haven't beat the final boss on Dread yet, to be honest.
Okay. I did beat Dread. I thought Dread was, I thought Dread was a perfect Metroid game.
Yeah, no, it was very good, and I flew through it up until the last boss and couldn't seem to finish that boss for some reason. But anyway, yeah. Hollow Knight was... And actually, I'm stuck on Hollow Knight, too. How far did you end up getting?
No, if I'm being honest, I think I put 6 hours into the game, so I really have not played a lot.
Okay, so I am stuck on these soldier beetle type things that guard it's basically pretty much the last seal to break before I get to the final boss.
Okay.
And I can't seem to get past them. And honestly, though, like, my son just blasted through this game, and he got so good at this game that he started doing the challenges that are further into the game. I don't think you've gotten there yet either.
I've read about it. I did do a lot of reading because I wanted to sound educated on the game. Because I wanted to be like, oh yeah, it's okay, but here's why I think it's only okay.
Yeah, so he really got into the souls aspect of this game and was able to get very good at a lot of the challenges. And he didn't beat them all, but he got pretty good. And there was a couple bosses I was like, Brandon, just beat this boss for me because I just can't do it. And one of those was like the crystal boss. And apparently he's like an easy boss, but I just can't seem to beat him at all. And then this other boss is like the same situation where I have not beaten him. But my son has like destroyed this game and gone through it. But like I said, I've put a bunch of hours into this game, but I haven't beaten it yet.
So here's what didn't work for me, I guess. It's because it's easier to list that because it is small. Because there's a crap load of stuff that does work. I kind of thought the combat was basic. Does that make sense? Like, it just felt...
It didn't feel
groundbreaking.
It is basic until you start adding all those seals that you pick up.
Okay.
And once you start, like, combining different seals, the combat changes quite a bit a lot of times. Because you can do, like, a mage build... You can do a samurai style build. You can do like a berserker build. And it all depends on which combinations of different seals that you sit on, that you put on your character. Okay. Like once you unlock all the seals, there is so many different combinations. Granted, you only have like, you know, so many slots that you can use. And some seals take up to 3 slots. I think there might be even one that takes up to 4, but.
Okay.
Whenever you like, if you look up online on some of the builds, there's definitely some interesting builds. Like there's some seals that like will give you little minions that follow you around, and you can do a complete minion build, and they like basically help you out throughout the whole thing. It's interesting the way it works.
That's cool. Okay, I get you. I'm getting what you're saying. I also thought the exploration was not that great for Metroidvania. I don't need to be like handheld through things, but I need a little bit of direction. Like I need something to grasp.
Yeah.
And there's none of that here. Like at all, right?
There's a little bit.
I need a little bit more. I don't need a lot more. I just need a little bit more.
So whenever you've got the one character, what's her name? I can't believe I'm blanking on her name because she's supposed to be the hero of the next game.
Oh, the Silk of Silk Song?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy.
I can't believe I'm blanking on her name. Hornet. Okay. So there's parts in the game where you'll see Hornet and you basically just have to follow Hornet to continue within the storyline.
Right.
But, I can see what you're talking about, how, like, there's points where you're, like, just wandering around, and you're like, I don't know where to go.
I, there's a lot of that, and I just wanted a little something. I need just a little bit of something to give me, I don't know. I lacked motivation for exploring.
Because a lot of secret areas too.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And I like that. I enjoy that, but like my problem is I like to see everything. And so when I have a choice between A and B and C, I want to go to A, go over there and look, and then come back and try B, and then go come back and then try C. But you can't really do that here. You kind of have to like pick one and kind of like just go for it.
No, I mean, you can explore all of it at the final point of it.
Right.
But yeah, I can see that. Let's see.
Controls are solid. Like again, with the visuals, I thought the controls worked well. There's a little bit of floatiness when you're jumping in combat, but not a lot. Nothing that I was like taken aback by. So I thought it like worked pretty well, because that's another problem I will have too with these big games like this, where I'll feel like the controls aren't as I don't know, touchy as I want them to be. But I didn't feel that here. I thought the controls were fine. There's a lot to like for it. I think it's that everyone's like just praises this game so much.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm going to love this game. I'm going to absolutely love this game. Yeah, I liked it. It's fine. Like,
no, I understand that. Yeah. Like, and if you like, it seems like if you go in with too high of expectations, just like in movies, it'll like destroy it for you. Kind of like how Doctor Strange, the most recent Doctor Strange, I went in with pretty high expectations and I was kind of let down by it.
Yeah.
Whereas other people are just like, I loved it.
I loved it. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. You're right. And I think that's the case here too. I mean, I will probably, this is a game I'll definitely get back to at some point when I have like some free time, because I think this game deserves it. But it's not one of those things I'm going to play it along with the other stuff like I'm reviewing, because it just is like too intense for that, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely because of the Souls type of beating the bosses. It definitely is intense in that right. And like I said, I still haven't beaten it myself. And I only have like 3 bosses left to actually complete the game.
Yeah. Do you feel like you had to backtrack a lot in this game? Because I know that is a Metroidvania kind of like thing. Do you feel like you had to do too much backtracking?
I did a lot of backtracking. Like I said, I've put in a lot of hours in this game. If I were to boot it up, I'd probably have maybe like, I'd probably say like 60 hours into the game, and I still haven't beaten it. But I have like uncovered pretty much the entire map areas, and I've done everything up to those last few bosses.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So yeah. Like I said, I think there's a lot that's good for this. Like,
I haven't finished all the, I guess the side quest, I would say it would be, because there's like, if I remember correctly, there's like 4 or 5 different endings depending on how you beat certain bosses, you complete all the side questing stuff. But yeah, there's multiple endings on this game. It's no like Chrono Trigger, like the 15 endings that game has.
So I just did Chrono Trigger. I had never played Chrono Trigger. Chrono Cross. Because Chrono Cross, they just had the upgraded version came out. I never played it. So I got it. And that game has, I can't remember how many characters you can unlock, but it's some ridiculous, 48, I think, something like that. And it just becomes so monotonous by like the halfway point that I was like so over it. Where I was like, oh, okay, this is a classic. I get it. It's a classic, but it's also like a game from that time period where I'm like, man, RPGs have really come a long way since like this was out.
Yeah.
So, and that game, the upgraded version of that literally comes with a mode that allows you to like move the game faster so that you can like literally just walk faster through all this stuff. So, but
that's funny.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is, they even know that this is like too much for some people. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, this game is like really replayable, especially if you...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
If you want to do all the endings, if you want to do all the side quests, if you want to do all the mastery of it, but you are going to have to get to the point where you're able to memorize every single boss's, like, how they attack. And not only just the straight bosses, but the harder versions of each boss as well. Because they do get harder whenever you do the challenging modes. Because I think you've got like 3 different levels of hardness on the bosses once you start doing the challenges.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely, and then, like, the difficulty of this game definitely seems like it can become cumbersome at times.
For example, did you get to the Mantis Sister bosses?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, in the hardest version of them, all 3 of them attack you at once.
Oh, really?
So, you have to fight all 3 of them. So, you know how, like, in the regular game version, you fight 2 at once, and then you fight the final one?
Yes.
Yeah. In the the hardest version, you have to fight all 3 of them at the same time.
Wow. See, that's kind of... I enjoy that. Hades did that as well, where... Like in the first zone in Hades, you're fighting one of the three sisters, and you do that 3 or 4 times, and then like on your 5th time, it's a different sister that you haven't met yet, and you're like, "Whoa, what is this?" And you're like, "Okay, this game's crazy." And then like a couple attempts later, it's the 3rd sister, and you're like, "Oh, this game is like really hard now." Like it just kind of progresses like that, where most bosses have multiple. Not forms. I guess they are forms, but like multiple like styles. So I think the boss fights in this game are like crazy. Well done. Very interesting and very like just visually appealing to me.
Yeah. And that was actually my favorite boss to fight was the Mantis Sisters.
Yeah.
Because they were so well done. And like you had to figure out the pattern. Once you figure out their pattern, they weren't that hard. They were just like fast.
Yeah. Yeah, the bosses in this were really great. The like regular mobs were fine. But like I said, for me, the combat just never, like, was blown away by it. It just felt kind of like normal combat-wise. But maybe I just need to play more.
Did you end up saving Zod from the big mosquito in the beginning?
I did not.
Okay, so if you save him... He, like, later on in the game, you end up coming to him again, and he's in trouble again. You can save him again, or let him die, you know, whichever. And then whenever you finally, like, end up saving him, I think, like, 3 times total, he goes to the surface, and there's a point where you get to fight him in a dream world for, all Zod. He gets insanely hard, but it's funny to play against him.
Nice. Like I said, this is one of those games that I spent some time in. I think 5 or 6 hours is probably enough to get a decent enough feel for it. But it's massive. There's a lot to it.
Oh, there is so much to it. There's a big rabbit hole in this game, and you could definitely go down it. It's definitely, I would say it's worth the value if you were to purchase this outright. But since it's on Game Pass, it's a definite must jump on, I would say.
Yeah. The price of this game is it, like regular goes for like $15 or something like that, right? It's definitely not like a expensive game either. Heck, it might even be $10 at this point, but
yeah. And I'm definitely looking forward to the sequel of this game. I can't wait till it hits the.
Nintendo had that indie showcase a couple of weeks ago, and people were like, "Man, this is the time where we're gonna maybe like finally see some like Silk Song stuff." And there, once again, just absolutely nothing. So do you know when that was released or when they announced Silk Song?
Like 2 years ago.
Okay, so it's been a while. They really are like it's definitely coming, just not quite like.
Yeah, no idea when they're actually going to release it. I think they've dropped a couple dates, and then those dates have come and gone. I think COVID put them behind as well, but. Yeah, I don't know when it's actually going to be coming out, but when it does, I'm looking forward to it, that's for sure.
Yeah, will that be a day one purchase for you? Would you buy that one?
Yeah, I will definitely buy it if it's not on Game Pass, but I have a feeling that they'll have it on Game Pass day one.
I bet you're right. If I had to guess, I bet you're right.
So would you say this gets your seal?
Yeah, I'm going to give it my seal, even though, like I said, I get what everyone, I get the hype, I understand it. It is a game for me. It is my style of game that I do like. I enjoy like a Metroidvanias. Like I said, I'm literally reviewing another one right now that's getting ready to come out in a couple weeks. So I like that style of game. I think there's a lot of backtracking in this from what I can kind of tell. The map is a little confusing from what I have gathered. I don't know if you get a little bit better at it as you progress.
Yeah, you do. And once you unlock the tramways,
okay,
the stagways, it's a lot better.
All right, so yeah, it's one of those things that I probably didn't play it enough to really give it the college try, I guess. So I maybe another 5 hours I'll have a better opinion if I really think I would see it through, but it's one of those games that I think it's great. I really do love the art of it. That's really I think what kind of kept me playing, was just like the art and the music, and the zones are so different, but also like I like how they kind of bleed into each other, so it's not just like a, I don't know, like the red room and a blue room and that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, yeah. So yeah, just the aesthetic is very, very pleasing. So yeah, you get my seal. How about you?
Definitely is in my wheelhouse. Like I said, I've gotten almost all the way through the game. I've had fun playing that game. It's been a while since I played it, and I haven't gone back because I got frustrated with it, and then also my one son started messing with my save file, so it's like, I don't even know if it's my save file anymore, so I'm like, I don't want to restart the game, but I also don't want to go back to it. But I did put a lot of time into it, but, you know, I got to see my one son beat it on multiple occasions, so I'm happy with it.
Nice. Well, cool. So, what are we going to do, in 2 weeks? What are we playing now?
So the next game that we're going to look into is going to be Far Changing Tides.
Yeah, this is now, one that I kind of was like paying attention to because you had mentioned it to me. And then it came out and I just kind of let it go by the wayside. But this was something you've been kind of following, or we're following the development of for a little while, right?
Yeah, because I won a copy of the first game, and that game was just so much fun. Did you ever play Limbo?
I did not play Limbo. I actually own Limbo, I think, a couple different ways, and I haven't played it.
Have you played the sequel to Limbo, the other one that same company made? Okay. So the gameplay is very similar to that, and so it was right in my wheelhouse with that, because I played Limbo all the way through, tried to do the speed run on it, but I never did finish it. Like there's a achievement on Xbox where you could play the Limbo, and you're supposed to run all the way through the game without dying.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, or you could only die up to 2 times to get the achievement. And I never was able to finish that achievement, though I got really close, but I could never finish it because I didn't have ever time to be able to run it through the entire way without stopping.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah. You're an achievement kind of guy though, right? You like doing that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I used to love getting achievements on the Xbox.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of guy. Achievements do nothing for me.
Well, now that I have kids and everything, it's not as, like, I don't dive as heavily into achievements anymore.
Yeah. Again, and just another example as to why kids ruin everything. I'm sure your kids are fine. I'm sure they're fine. It's the other kids I meant, you know.
No, that you're right.
Oh, look, trust me. I work with three other guys at my job, and they each have kids at different ages, like preschool, a little bit older, freshman in high school, and then like post high school. And all three of them will complain about different aspects of their kids and dealing with like kid related things. And I'm just like, this is why Tess and I don't have kids. Like all three of them right. will say, and I'm like, oh, that sounds terrible. And then they'll be like, oh, just wait till they're like 4 more years older. And then it's this. And then the other guy's like, no, wait another 4 years. And then it's this. I'm like, this is terrible. I'm cutting my tubes right now. So,
yep. All right. Well, if you guys want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with Elliot on Twitter. Elliot_argues, right?
Yep.
Dang, I got that down pat, don't I?
Yeah, I haven't changed it in forever.
Yeah, you can check him out on his other podcast, Elliot and Tessa Argue.
Tessa and Elliot Argue.
Tessa and Elliot Argue. And sometimes Michelle.
Yeah, and sometimes Michelle. And we're going to have, or there will be a new episode of Hanging Out Gaming this week where we talked about Harlow. So that is already out, actually, when this comes out. So.
Very nice.
Cool.
All right. And if you want to get us, you can do so on any of our social medias. It's Budget Arcade, as well as on TikTok, it's Budget Arcade Podcast, and on Twitch, it's Budget Arcade Podcast, where
Butter
I do...
Arcade. Oh.
Yes, Butter Ride. Butter
I'm saving
Arcade.
It now. I'm doing it before this airs so that no one else can take it from me.
There you go. Yeah, and sometimes I do stream on there, especially when I'm trying to get some game footage to be able to upload on the YouTube episodes, which is not always easy.
No, I bet not.
You can join our Discord from either the show notes or any of our social media accounts. You can also, if you want to purchase one of our t-shirts, you can do so from the link in the show notes as well.
I wore mine the other day, literally, for the first time in like a couple months.
Which one did you end up getting?
I don't even remember. Save It for the Seal, probably. I think that's the one I wanted.
Okay, very good. Those are comfortable, too, aren't they?
They are. They're very comfortable, actually. This is how lame I am. You sent me the shirt, and I had it, like, I put it on a hanger. I put it in the closet because I didn't want it to, like, get folded or anything like that. I've only worn it out, like, 2 or 3 times, but we went to a independent comic book convention, my wife and I, this past weekend, and I had it on.
Nice.
Like, oh, yeah, this kind of fits in with that, like those weirdos there. So,
well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I like the free advertising.
Yeah, no I'm one sure said nobody... anything. No, they yeah. didn't. So.
Oh, you want to hear something funny, though?
Oh, of course.
So I just started a new job, okay?
Okay.
And they wanted us to do a PowerPoint slide for each of the, like we had an orientation this past week. And they wanted us to each make a PowerPoint slide, and they said specifically, we want 3 things not job related about you. So I'm like, okay, fine. I put on there, you know, I got 6 kids. I put it that I'm a foodie, and then I was like, oh, I run my podcast, Budget Arcade, number 1 free to play gaming podcast in the world. And the funny thing is, the guy who ran the orientation, used to be in radio and TV.
Oh, okay.
So he was really interested in it. And he's like, oh, I'll catch a listen just, you know, just to see what you're doing and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he jumped in on the Wordle episode because he's actually does Wordle with his wife. And it was funny because he like was like, oh, well, check this one out, honey. It's a hurdle. And she's like, I told you about that months ago.
Oh, that sounds like every marriage where
right
one of us is always doing that to the other one. That's literally me.
But yeah, it was funny. He's like, this guy knows about branding. Look at this. He's wearing the t-shirt and everything. I wore the t-shirt on the first day, too.
Nice. Yeah, usually I was like, for me, with our podcast, I'm really leery about like mentioning it. We had some higher-ups come up from Cincinnati a couple months ago, and I like was casually saying something because everyone else in the like that I worked with already knew about it. And I was like, ooh, I shouldn't say that. And it was like, of course, one of those weeks where I'm sure I probably said something super inappropriate because you know how I am on the podcast.
Well, yeah, yours is a little bit gray there.
Yeah, 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 how I have zero filter. And I was like, ooh, this was not a good week for them to, like, listen. I was, like, immediately regretting it. But thankfully,
and I know
they
most of the stuff you do is for the comedy factor of it anyways.
Most of it, 90% of it is that. And then the other 10% is just because I'm angry, an angry old man yelling at clouds, you know.
Yep. So. All right, and our music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at Metroid Metal, and game on.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.